the Mosteiro dos Jerónimos, the Belém Monastery, if you prefer English, the most extravagant monument in Portugal, financed by a tax on pepper, and standing on the spot where Vasco da Gama spent his last night ashore before sailing to India in 1497. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes of background before you get there. Not because the cloister needs a thesis to be enjoyed, it doesn't, you'll see why the moment you walk into it, but because if you understand who paid for this building and why, every carved knot and astrolabe and rope on the walls suddenly stops being decoration and starts being a financial document. So, the story. In July 1497, four small ships sailed from a Lisbon riverfront a few hundred meters from where you're standing. The man in command was Vasco da Gama, and his crew spent their last night on Portuguese soil at a small chapel called the Ermida do Restelo, a hermitage of the Order of Christ. They prayed for safe passage. 2 years and 1 month later, da Gama came back. Two of his four ships were gone. Two-thirds of his crew were dead, including his brother. But he had reached Calicut on the Malabar coast, established a sea route to India, and brought back a hold full of pepper, cinnamon, and ginger. The cargo was sold for 60 times what the entire voyage had cost. King Manuel I did the maths. Within 4 years, in 1501, Manuel laid the foundation stone for a new monastery on the spot where da Gama had prayed. It was funded by a 5% tax, the vintena, on every pound of spice arriving from the east. Pepper paid for limestone, cinnamon paid for vaulting, ginger, very probably, paid for the carved sea monsters in the cloister. Every astrolabe and rope and coral motif you'll see carved into the walls is, quite literally, a thank you note to the spice trade. The architectural style is called Manueline, named for the king who paid for it. It's a uniquely Portuguese late Gothic idiom that flourished for about 30 years, roughly 1490 to 1520, and Jerónimos is the most complete surviving example anywhere. Two architects mattered most. Diogo Boitac began the church and started the cloister. He was Spanish or French, the records aren't clear. João de Castilho took over around 1517 and finished the cloister and the south portal. The result is what most architectural historians call the moment Gothic became something else, a building that uses Gothic ribbed vaults and pointed arches, but covers them with rope, knots, coral, armillary spheres, seashells, and astrolabes. Sailor's decoration carved by stonemasons in limestone. Two of the most important tombs in Portuguese history are inside the church on either side of the western entrance. On the left lies Vasco da Gama himself. On the right lies Luís Vaz de Camões, the poet whose epic poem Os Lusíadas, published in 1572, turned da Gama's voyage into Portugal's national myth, the way Homer's Odyssey did for Odysseus. Both tombs were placed there in 1898, 400 years after da Gama returned from India. Camões himself never sailed to Calicut in any documented capacity. He spent years in Macau, lost an eye fighting in Morocco, and wrote Os Lusíadas, mostly while broke and trying to escape creditors in East Africa. He died in poverty in Lisbon in 1580, the year Portugal lost its independence to Habsburg Spain. The tomb is a posthumous promotion 4 centuries late. A few things to look for inside. The cloister is the building's masterpiece. 2 stories, square, every column different. Walk it slowly, find the carved sea monsters on the second floor capitals. There are 4 of them, hidden among the foliage. Find the elephants. There's an elephant on one of the columns because the Portuguese had brought one home from India, and it was the most exotic thing anyone in Lisbon had ever seen. The refectory has azulejo tile panels along its walls, the cobalt blue and white tiles that give Portuguese churches their characteristic look. They're 17th century. The vaulting above them is original 16th century Manueline. In the church chancel, look up. The 4 pillars of the high altar are crowned with carved ropes, actual carved knotted rope in stone. Manuel I's official emblem was an armillary sphere wrapped in a rope. The masons took the metaphor literally. One last thing, the building survived the 1755 Lisbon earthquake almost intact. Most of central Lisbon was destroyed. Belém, a few kilometers west on stable ground, escaped. So the building you're about to walk into is one of the few major monuments in Portugal you can still see as Manuel I's masons left it. Pre-1755 architecture is rare in Lisbon. Take your time inside. And when you're done, Pastel de Belém is 200 meters east with the original 1837 recipe. You will smell it before you see it. That part of the visit you don't need a guide for.